The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning, it's Friday the 14th of February. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, James McLean has emerged as a major doubt for the Republic of Ireland's Euro 2020 playoff with Slovakia. The Stoke winger has been ruled out for several weeks with a medial knee ligament injury. Ireland head to Bratislava for their playoff on March the 26th. The League of Ireland Premier Division season begins tonight. Dundalk begin the quest for a third title in a row with the visit of Derry City to Oriel Park. Talk of a potential takeover hovers over Cork City ahead of their game with newly promoted Shelburne. And St Patrick's Athletic welcome Waterford to Richmond Park. Those three games kick off at 7:45. There's a Northwest Derby in Ballybofey where Finn Harps entertain Sligo Rovers from 8 o'clock. Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers are set to battle it out for the title, according to the bookies anyway. Lilywhites boss Vinnie Perth has been assessing the conditions that are generating success at the Louth club.
There's many different things that answer that, but the obvious one would be when you look at our signings like Darragh Leahy, Greg Sloggett, Will Patching and Cammy Smith, the four of them come in and youthful players but of a really good level and looking to kick on in their careers, and they drive the Gartlands, the Boyles, the Massey, Shields, and it either drives them onto a new level or we replace them. And we've seen that with people like Daniel Cleary in the last 12 months has become a real star for us, and he's become a sort of leader as such. So Daniel Kelly as well scored 16 goals for us. So young, hungry footballers coming into our group is what drives us, and ultimately our squad can't go forever and it has to evolve, and I think we start to see that. And if you look at the history of Dundalk, we've lost big players every year for the last 7 years, and we've still managed to continue to grow because we bring the right characters in with a bit of hunger.
Former Bohemians goalkeeper Shane Supple was on OTB Sports Radio with Nathan Murphy last night, and he's tipping Rovers to push Dundalk all the way.
I don't think they've done much in terms of players coming in. I think they've got to know each other a lot better, especially last season. They learned a lot, I think, from last year, obviously being so far ahead at one stage and looking like they could, you know, pull right away and kick on.
Some people said it was over.
Yeah, I wonder who that was. But I think they have a lot of continuity in their squad. You know, they know each other. They seem to be building a bit of a team spirit in there that probably we wouldn't have had in the past. And like, there's certain players they can't do without, and if certain players leave, you know, mid-season, that they
Jack
will, yeah, of course, Jack's the main one. You know, he's had a season in the league now, and he'll be stronger, I'd imagine, for that. And Graham Bourke, obviously, now as well. It'll be interesting to see how those two fit in.
Wolves are seeking a first Premier League win in three games tonight. They play host to Leicester City with kickoff at Molineux at 8. Liverpool's Andy Robertson believes teammate Jordan Henderson should be named Premier League Player of the Year. The Merseyside club are cruising towards a first top flight title in 30 years. They enjoy a 22-point lead at the top. They face Norwich City tomorrow. Robertson says Henderson hasn't got the credit during his career that his talent deserves.
I think he's the leading candidate for me. I think at times this season when we've struggled, Hendo's been the one that's driven us forward. If you look at his whole season, he's not really had a bad game. You know, for me, I would give him it.
Rory McIlroy is tied for 7th place after round 1 of the Genesis Open on the USPGA Tour in Los Angeles. The County Down star is 3 under par following an opening 68, a round which included 2 eagles. American Matt Kuchar leads on 7 under par. Tiger Woods is 2 under par. McIlroy begins a second round just after 20-8 this evening, Irish time. He's regained the world number 1 ranking, and he says spending less time on social media has helped.
You know, if I'm scrolling, you know, through Instagram, you know, inevitably I'm going to come across something that features me, and then if I can get down the rabbit hole. So just to sort of keep all those distractions at bay, you know, it'll help me. It definitely helps me on the course, but I think it just helps me with my life as well. Just in general, I have more free time. I can do other things and I can be a bit more productive.
Academy back row Josh Hodnett makes his senior Munster debut this evening. Johan van Grant's side face the Southern Kings in the Pro 14 at Irish Independent Park. Chris Farrell and Jack O'Donoghue have the chance to impress Ireland head coach Andy Farrell, with both starting following their release from the Ireland camp, and kick-off in Cork is at 7:35. Ballyhale Shamrocks are basking in back-to-back All-Ireland club senior hurling titles. Kilkenny legend Tommy Walsh joined Nathan last night to talk about the close family trees that bind the north side.
So, Owen Cody is Henry Shefflin's nephew, is that it?
Yeah, sure. Like, it is amazing, really, the Ballyhale connection. Like, the Reeds, the Shefflins, and the Codys. The Reeds, the Shefflins, and the Fenleys. So, all the Mullins, their mam is a Fenley. the Codys, their mum is a Shefflin. Evan Shefflin is obviously a Shefflin, you know, his father is Tommy, a great coach as well. And then she have the Fenleys boys themselves and the Reeds boys themselves. So them three families, like, they're amazing, really. And the lineage that's coming after them. And when you go back up the line again, like the Fenleys, they're related to Brian Cody's mam. I think basically, say, Colin and Michael's granny would be a sister, I believe, of Brian Cody's mother. Like, you know, so when you go back, like, say, Brian Cody would be first cousins now with the likes of Kevin Fenley. Any of our listeners maybe from that would be following her in the 80s and that, like the likes of Ger Fenley and Liam Fenley, Sean Fenley, they're all first cousins.
I didn't realise that.
Brian Cody and,
so the Fenley brothers are first cousin of Brian Cody? Wow.
Say Michael and Colin's dad.
Yeah.
Them Fenley brothers. Yeah. So like the lineage, and you know, you often heard me speaking about breeding, and you can't be breeding, like, but that's probably just exceptional. Like, you know, to be proud of that in Ballydoyle.
The all-weather track at Dundalk hosts its weekly meeting this evening. The first in an eight-race card is due to get underway at 5 o'clock. And speaking of racing, Ger Gilroy will be joined on Friday Night Racing on OTB Sports Radio this evening by Cheltenham Festival winning jockey Keith Donoghue and Johnny Ward. There will also be an in-depth interview with Leinster Rugby senior coach Stuart Lancaster. That's your OTB brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan. We'll be back from Monday morning from 7 a.m. And until then, have a great sporting weekend.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.